News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
As part of the planned integration of the GAA, the Ladies Gaelic Football Association and the Camogie Association, there have been calls for an integration fund to support inclusivity as facilities, sports facilities, were built and designed with only men in mind. And I'm joined now by Aoife Lane, head of the Department of Sports and Health Sciences at TUS Athlone. Good morning to you, Aoife. What needs to happen here? Because I suppose in 2024, it's sort of extraordinary to think that we still have sports facilities that are designed, particularly when you see things like our athletics teams and you know how well women are doing in sports, designed with only men in mind.
Yeah, good morning, Ciara. Yeah, I definitely think there's merit in the conversation around. There's probably a couple of layers to it. You know, in Gaelic Games, we have to admit we're blessed with good facilities around the country, you know, with the exception of some urban areas where there's a lot of, you know, it's very tight, it's a big squeeze. But drive around any community in Ireland and there's pitches, there's changing rooms, sometimes there's even gyms and halls. So at a minimum, and you don't need integration for this, I think we need a kind of an equal access policy that ensures everybody, boys and girls, men and women, are getting access to these facilities. But yes, of late, and it's probably kind of half embarrassing that it's taken so long, we need to think about gender and sex in the design of these facilities. And again, bringing it back to maybe minimum standards, we just have to look at toilets. And we have to look, number one, at making sure they're open and available, they're clean, they have a toilet roll, they have some sort of a disposable bin for sanitary products. Like, I would say if we did an audit of those things now, we'd be really, really disappointed in ourselves.
Really?
So
we don't even have proper ladies, women's toilet facilities. What about, so toilets are an issue, which is kind of horrific. Yeah. Changing rooms, does every facility around the country have male and female changing rooms?
No, I think what you have is what you said. You probably have a default male design of these communal changing rooms. But again, we probably haven't asked the question a lot. Like, I was just looking up a little bit last night and this morning. The standard now seems to be more individual cubicles for everybody in all modern designs. But we've just worked with that old principle. And I don't even know, if you think about it, how are these facilities used? So do young players use them at all? Do they have showers at home? Even do adult players? And does it differ across males and females? Like post-COVID, I'm aware that a lot of people just hop in the car now and go home.
Right.
For a shower. So, and there's probably a difference between grassroots and inter-county as well. I would say all inter-county players probably do stay and use facilities. So again, and I don't know what the barrier is for girls. Is it that it's communal, or is it that they mightn't be that clean, they mightn't be hot, or is it easy to jump in the car home? So there's probably, on the shower side, I think there's a little bit of work to do around understanding the nature of the use and what the barriers might be. But yes, there are sex-specific things for girls that would suggest the individual cubicles would be, I suppose, important for them, and gender specific around
okay.
body image.
And Aoife, does it send a message to girls taking part in sports, either subconscious or subliminal or whatever, or overt, that they are somehow considered lesser if their facilities aren't as good, if their toilets aren't as good, if they don't have maybe access to open changing rooms all the time, they get the overspill, they get the sort of the second rate? Does that send a message, do you think, to girls and young women who are playing sports?
Yeah, added to the list, really, I guess. I think the whole environment is very gendered, you know, whether it comes to facilities, whether it's access to the pitch to play, whether it's the quality of coaches, whether it's investment in strength and conditioning, whether it's adequate medical support, post-injury support. So whether it's visibility of their role models on TV.
And
so,
when you say access to the pitch, are you saying things like, well, if the men are booked from 7 to 9, they'll get their first bite of that cherry. So women, you can either, you know, train at 5 or you can train at 10. Like, is it that kind of thing? You get the second?
Yeah. I think there are improvements and it is better, but I think you would still, if you did a survey today with Gaelic Games athletes, I still think access to facilities would be something that is a challenge for them.
Is there a mindset? Is that, I mean, never mind the bricks and mortar sort of changes that are needed. Is there a mindset that needs to change?
Definitely. I think it has been probably default male for a long time. And even if we have pockets of really good things happening, like there seems to me, I keep a close eye on it, and every county or every club are doing one or two good things. But we have to bring all that together to that collective change and that kind of, I suppose, that real open growth mindset around change. I think it's going to be a huge challenge.
A last question. How do the girls and the young women who are playing, how do they respond to this? Are they agitating for better facilities, or are they just putting up and shutting up?
Yeah, it's a really good question. Like, several years ago, we set up the Women's Gaelic Players Association. I remember at the time being somewhat disappointed in the expectations of girls, that they kind of just got on with it. But I have seen a real shift in the last 5 or 6, 7 years, where definitely at intercounty level, they really value themselves. They value the commitment that they're giving, and they're asking for more. And at club level, yeah, we probably need a little bit more of a push. But I do think people even involved in women's sports now at club level, in Gaelic Games in particular, are starting to ask the questions and get involved. And they have to be part of the solution. It's not just looking across the road at the GAA and saying, fix it for us. You know, they do need to get stuck in and solve the problem.
Thank you very much for joining us on all of that this morning. That is Aoife Lane, their head of the Department of Sports and Health Sciences at TUS Athlone.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.